The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
When the air is filled with...
All right, this is sorry. Some of the music, Frank and I, we inundate Al. You got to come out of the box. We've gone to our operations director and we said, we need up music. We got to fly out of the box. It's the morning time. We got 4 hours and we want energy, energy, energy. Look at him. Look
it's
at him.
Christmas.
I know.
December time with Robert Goulet.
Olive's got this weird obsession with Robert Goulet.
Oh, like you don't have any weird obsessions. Right. Okay. Right.
I didn't say I don't. All right. I got you. And I love Bob Goulet. Don't get me wrong. Brilliant, brilliant. But Frankie Fibrows, as a producer of this wonderful radio program, can we wrestle back the board so we can
he's not in charge of the music. He's in charge of booking guests,
unfortunately.
Show topics.
Is it what, Frank?
The buttons. I don't have any control over the buttons.
Right. Right.
Otherwise, the music would be a lot different.
Yeah. Eclectic and annoying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
If you want Frank to do the music one day, I'll let Frank be in charge of the music one day. It will end about 30 seconds in.
No.
I guarantee you.
You should see, Joe, on Sundays, I get more
the best
positive
of Joe
reviews
Franklin, you mean?
For the music than I do for anything that I say.
I understand. You do. You're very good. You're patient. Oh, you and Bob Goulet. And that picture that you have in your bedroom with Bob Goulet on the ceiling.
Fantastic. I love it. I look at it every morning when I wake up. I annoy my wife. I put the light on. Oh. Hi, Bob. Good morning. Morbidly obese here.
It's your morbidly obese friend.
That's right. It's your morbidly obese friend. Hold on a second.
What do you do?
It's your morbidly obese friend. I had to take a hit of oxygen there.
What do you do when your child tells you, hey, Dad, you're morbidly obese? I mean,
You smile and laugh and you crack a joke.
Kidding.
Of course he's kidding. But you smile and laugh and crack a joke.
But if you
just want to smack him in the back of
the head. The next time you discipline him, he's going to walk away.
No. This
and
is what I do.
And he's going to go, listen to me. He's going to go like this.
No, Joe.
And you're going to say, what did you call me?
No.
What did you call me?
No, this is what I do. He makes a crack like that.
I meant it. I wasn't kidding.
No. He makes a crack like that. Next time he comes to me, Dad, I really want to get this thing. You know,
my morbidly
obese fingers can't reach the mouse to click it. I'm so sorry.
That's great.
That's all.
Problem solved. The wallet is stuck
fingers
in my back pocket.
Yeah, I can't reach into my pocket.
Get the wallet out. My morbidly obese hand cannot reach my anemic wallet.
I keep making a mistake. Trying to type in the address. It's not coming out right because of my fat fingers. You little...
Al Gattulo, the one and only, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio.
I'm here all week. Good morning. Send food.
Yeah, I'll be here all week. Don't forget, tip your waitresses, right? Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know what to tell you. You're a friend, you're family on this show, and we love you. And as we gather around this virtual kitchen table every morning, and from all around the world, Australia, we love you, Mark, down there in Australia, and Lucinda down in Texas and on the west coast of the United States, and certainly down south. We appreciate it very, very much. We're live and we're local in New York, Connecticut, New York, and Jersey, of course. But now, what do you say to your fellow American? There's more impeachment hearings happening. I can't believe we're here. I can't believe it's gotten to this where we got more. They won't stop. And you heard Rick Klein said it best. from ABC News, you know, and Rick says, you know, it, by election time, this will be a quote unquote distant memory. And I think he's absolutely right. They're hoping that I don't know what, but I think it'd be nice if the Democrats came up with an initiative. And I don't know that they have. I mean, like, well, the Chuck Schumer goes, there should be more legroom on planes. Hello, Senator Schumer. If the Democrats embrace that, I mean, really, just let's take that for a moment. More legroom on planes. Because I don't hear anything else from the Democrats, you know, saving starving children in the United States, helping the stressed areas. They could care less about the problems of the United States. Otherwise, wouldn't they put it forth, you know, down there in Washington? You know, so more legroom? Sure, we'll take it. If that's the best the Democrats have to offer, we like it. More legroom, Senator Schumer says. That's a bumper sticker for the campaign, more legroom. It's better than anything the Democrats have now, which is absolutely nothing. So now you and I, well, let me speak for myself. I'll be watching this thing because I'm morbidly weird when it comes to politics. The House Judiciary Committee will conduct another impeachment hearing this morning. You know, all they're doing is trying to get the word impeachment out there. They're trying to take out any credibility the president has, and all he's doing is approval ratings are higher. You have that job report, 266,000 jobs added. You look at the unemployment figures, best in our history, best around the world, certainly best in 50 years at least, and they can't argue with it, and they're acting like it's a matter of opinion what the president said in that phone call. Don't you think if indeed the president did something wrong and he felt he did something wrong, he would have just hid everything the way Richard Nixon did? They keep using Richard Nixon as an analogy. Richard Nixon deleted 18 minutes of the tape. Hillary Clinton deleted those 33 emails, you know, and where did all they go? So the president's been very transparent. They have nothing here. And I'm tired of watching this stuff, you know? Now, what happens with this DOJ report today? This is the DOJ, the IG, the Justice Department watchdog today will release its report reviewing the origins of the investigation into Russia election interference and the Donald Trump campaign. This is the IG Inspector General Michael Horowitz expected to conclude that there was enough evidence to begin the investigation, but apparently, I'm reading here, it will also reportedly show that surveillance warrants against the Donald Trump campaign aides were proper, but there were some missteps in that process. Surveillance warrants against the Donald Trump campaign Donald Trump aides were proper. I mean, that's like spying. And didn't Attorney General Barr say that? So let's see what happens with that and how frustrated we get with that if it's just kind of not powerful enough, that report coming out, the Department of Justice IG report. Because if the President of the United States and Barack Obama is spying on Donald Trump and his aides, we got a problem here. Also, please don't forget about the collateral damage, you know? And I think it's okay. Is it okay to say, let me ask you this, Frankie Five Barrels, if I may. Is Roger Stone allowed to chat with anyone on a general basis online or on, can he, for example, text you just a hello back
and
forth?
Yeah, we text all the time.
He's allowed to do that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he and I had a nice exchange. I didn't want to admit it. If you told me it was illegal, I wasn't going to say anything. But
yeah.
Roger got back. Hey, Joe, great shot on Tucker. Great. And was very just, you know, nice casual chat back and forth. Sounds great. And in chat, we didn't talk. We texted back and forth. And now Roger is really Frankie's friend. And that's how I got to know Roger Stone.
No, he's a big fan of yours, Joe. And
really?
He considers you a friend. Absolutely.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. You know, because anyway, the fact is the collateral damage of this Russian collusion. Remember Russian collusion and what happened? And then General Flynn still and everybody having to sell their house and the money and the legal bills. Don't forget about the Mueller probe, please. It's like what's happened and now they're trying to do the same thing here. And those politicians that do this, that ruin lives with the collateral damage, they could care less. They don't feel guilty. They don't have any remorse. Or like AOC doesn't feel bad. She's gloating about letting Amazon leave New York. She's gloating about it, saying we did the right thing. That's there's something wrong with people. And again, AOC is welcome on the show. I'm telling you, she's welcome on the show to discuss it because Amazon, 25,000 jobs are now not in New York. You tell that to the people looking for jobs, to the homeless people that they're shipping to New Jersey. You know, how do you gloat about that? Please. Also, the other big story, this shooting down in Pensacola at the United States Navy base. And just the victims were 23 years old. Look at this. Joshua Caleb Watson, a recent Naval Academy graduate. He alerted first responders to where the shooter was, even after he had been shot several times. He saved countless lives today with his own. His older brother, Adam Watson, wrote on Facebook, he died a hero, and we are beyond proud. And every time I think of that, that's Joshua Watson. He was a victim. You know, I mean, he gets into the Naval Academy. That's what I keep thinking as a parent. That all of a sudden you get that acceptance letter. Oh, my God, you got into the academy. This is great. And now these get shot by someone from another country that we're training. You know what? I don't want to be harsh. And you know me. I really accept everybody. But we're going to put people from other country, foreigners, in to our military bases, 5,000, to the tune of 5,000, and we're going to help train them. Excuse me. Shouldn't they be in some kind of special kind of program where they're not on our soil? I'm just respectfully submitting that. This shooter, I'm not even going to mention his name, but the victims, another airman, Mohammed Mo Osama Heitman, 19 years old, joined the Navy after graduating high school last year, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Heitman's mother, Evelyn Brady, herself a Navy veteran, said the commander of her son's school called her and told her Heitman had tried to stop the shooter. She said her son had said he was going to get his flight jacket for Christmas. Look at that. Look at that. What's happening? The third was identified as Airman Apprentice Cameron Scott Walters, 21, of Richmond Hill, Georgia. May their souls rest in peace, coming into Dover Air Force Base today. You know what? America first. God forgive me. I don't mean to be rude, and we love everybody around the world, but don't teach them the military. Don't let them in on the inside. We got to protect ourselves. And if you're going to let the people, if you have to train foreigners, do it on their land. Do it where they are. Keep them the heck out of our country and come in. Because if it happened once, and you know, which would it happened on an Air Force base before in Colorado, and I don't want to mention the name of the shooter because these people are still alive, which incenses me, you know. Lord, although this shooter was shot and killed, thank God, because he would have, if it wasn't for these heroes that I just mentioned, what the heck they doing in the United States of America, for crying out loud? Right, Frankie? I mean, it's just
Do not get me started. This outrages me more than anything in the world. First of all, you have this you have this shooter here who was inviting his buddies, his fellow Saudi nationals, over to watch videos of other mass shootings.
Listen to this.
And then you have a situation where he's quoting Osama bin Laden on social media while he's being trained by the American military. And then his buddies, his fellow Saudi nationals, are filming the attack as it takes place. This is, you know, again, and I commend the leadership of Matt Gaetz and Rick Scott for absolutely calling this out for what it is, which is terrorism. Yep. But it's insane. Our policy towards Saudi Arabia is insane. And it's amazing to me. It doesn't matter who gets elected, Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter, you know, old, young. The one thing every president of the last 40 years seems to have in common is that they'll all bend over backwards not to offend Saudi Arabia. As long as they're willing to keep, you know, selling us oil and buying American weapons, then we turn a blind eye on everything they do. So you have the 28 pages that they fought tooth and nail to keep from being made public, the joint inquiry into the Intelligence Committee activities before the September 11th attacks, were absolutely tied to the 9/11 hijackings. Yeah. To me, our policy of training Saudi nationals on American military bases should have ended September 12th, 2001. And instead, we've just gotten more and more in bed with Saudi Arabia. Then they kill an American resident, Jamal Khashoggi. They're killing civilians in Yemen with American-made weapons. This is a country that didn't even allow women to drive until a few months ago. This is insane. This is a backwards country that is a hotbed of Islamic terrorism. You know, if you look at all these Islamic terrorists incidents that we've seen over the course of the last 25 years, so much of it ties to the same strain of Sunni Islam, Wahhabism, that's practiced by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And I would like to hear the president be a little tougher with King Solomon of Saudi Arabia. I'd like to hear him talk about, I'd like to hear the president talk about the king the way he does Kim Jong-un or President Xi when they get out of line. But for some reason, Saudi Arabia, they spend a lot of money lobbying Washington. They spend a lot of money buying American think tanks. And what's the result? They get to come here and murder American sailors. It's enough. This should not be a Democrat issue, a Republican issue. Every American should rise up and say this is a terrorist nation that sponsors terrorism all over the world, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, ISIS. And you're not going to be able to do that here in America anymore. This is insane. Insane. Can you imagine if this was an illegal immigrant that carried out the shooting, what the president would be saying? Instead, he's talking about how great his conversation with King Salman was. Well, how about King Salman's help in an investigation as to how this person became radicalized and why he's killing American heroes? And the sailor, Joshua, that you described, what an incredible hero that guy is, shot five times and then goes out of his way after being shot five times, still not knowing whether he's going to live or die, probably having a feeling that he's going to die, and finds the first responders to describe the shooter. There's no telling how many lives that guy saved.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank. 877-970-2999. Welcome to join in anytime. 877-970-2999. Hey, Debbie Duhaime is out there on the roads for you. My goodness gracious, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock already. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise this morning? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe. I see delays on the downtown 5 train. Also, Hudson, Bergen light rail, a 15-minute delay. Police department activity. LIE heading west at Vets Highway. It's an accident in the HOV lane. And we're still seeing delays on the eastbound BQE at Queens Boulevard, with an accident being cleared. Heavy at the Edcoch 59th Street Bridge into town because of earlier problems on 2nd Avenue. Inbound GWB, Lincoln, and the Holland all at least 30. Looks like 45 to the Holland from 1 and 9. Over on 280, you're still closed westbound by exit 15 in Newark with a serious collision. And watch for slowdowns on 80 eastbound, exit 42 in Parsippany. A collision there as well. 202 is blocked in Peekskill as you head out toward the area of Finch Street. It's all due to some ongoing fire department activity. Rain today, high of 55. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Books. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. John Katsimatidis is going to join us live on the radio coming up momentarily. I want to tell you about Steve Perillo, my friend, and I. We've created an intimate offer for my family here at AM 970, The Answer, to visit the wonders of Italy on a unique Perillo tour with yours truly and Mr. Perillo himself. Spend Good Friday and Easter Sunday in Rome. This is sure to create special everlasting memories. And if you don't do it now, you know you're not going to do it, right? Well, if you can't get enough of, Piscopo in the morning, 5 days a week, come on to Italy with us, man. We had the best time. We created a family on the last trip. We're going to do it again. But people kept saying, Joe, I tried to get on the tour and I couldn't because you were sold out. We're selling out so quickly now. Please call 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515, and Janice is there, and the great Perillo team will tell you exactly what you have in store, this wonderful, wonderful trip that we're going on. Rome, Assisi, Florence, the Tuscan countryside, Pisa, Siena, Cinque Terre, just to mention a few. So come fly with me, baby. A Perillo tour is a stress-free escorted vacation where you do not lift a finger. That is the Perillo way, celebrating their 75th year in business. Here's the number, 800-431-1550. I don't want you to be left out. Okay, so if you call 800-431-1515, ask for Janice, ask for somebody in the Perillo office. They're standing by as I speak. Say, look, I want to fly away with Joey. I want to go to Rome. I want to go to Tuscany with Piscopo. What can you do for me? 800-431-1515. Or start here, please, PerilloTours.com.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
It is Green Monday, another sale day for major retailers. eBay started using the name in 2007 to label its best sales day in December. This year, in addition to eBay, Amazon, Best Buy, Walmart, Home Depot, and Target are all offering Green Monday deals. T-Mobile and Sprint will be in court today defending their planned merger. There are 13 states in the District of Columbia suing to block the deal. Both sides deliver opening statements in federal court in New York. The states believe combining the two phone carriers will result in higher prices for customers. The Justice Department approved the deal after requiring Sprint to sell Boost Mobile to Dish Network. The Dow closed up 337 Friday, NASDAQ added 85, the S&P up 28. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, John Katzimatidis standing by. I want to tell you about Dr. Ed Romano and Aesthetic Smiles in New Jersey and how he and his team are committed to providing personalized care, customized dental treatments. You know that, right? But let me tell you about something else that Dr. Romano and his team are committed to. When we were at the Army game, I told you this, Al and I were at the Army game, right? And Dr. Romano came over and said, look, I'd love for you guys to help me out here. And I said, we said, Doc, what's up? Great guy, by the way. He and his wife, just great people, you know. And we want you to go to Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey, get those veneers, get those implants, whatever you need. But Ed said to us, he said, Dr. Ed said, there's a young woman in his office suffering from triple negative breast cancer. And he was so upset because she's young, she's bright. And we all hate to see something like this happen to such a great gal. So, of course, Dr. Romano stepped up. He organized an amazing fundraiser for her, and her treatment bills are through the roof, as you could imagine. So this is Ed's way of helping out, right, along with his own personal efforts. So and all of us know someone who's been affected by this terrible disease. So please head to Eventbrite.com, Eventbrite.com, and search for Raising Hope. It's a benefit for Natalia Rodriguez, and donate today, okay? That's Raising Hope, a benefit for Natalia Rodriguez.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Go, that's a classic.
Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 727 on AM 970 The Answer. So one of the great things about coming on the radio here is meeting new people, and a shout out to our boss Jerry Crowley for help me meet people, different people, and one of those folks that I've met peripherally through the years, but now I can call him a friend, is John Katzimatidis with his beautiful wife Margot and the Katzimatidis family. You all know and love John. Don't forget Katz Roundtable Sunday mornings 8:30 a.m. Katz at Night on Wednesdays. John, we welcome you to the program. Always great to hear you, my friend. How you doing?
I am doing great, Joe. It was a great weekend this weekend. How are you?
Good. Thank God we're doing good. I went to San Francisco. I came back, And it was like, I just traveled the whole weekend, but I did what I had to do. I know you. You lead the way on giving back to others, John Katzimatidis. So we helped out the firefighters and the police officers in outside of San Francisco and had a great time. Now, what's, tell me about the blessing of the animals. How did I miss that? With the Cardinal yesterday, you were there?
I was there. Well, me and Cindy Adams are one of the sponsors. We sponsored it. And it's a wonderful day. And the comment of people, you know what the comment was? I love the way Christmas is beginning because we are blessing all of God's creatures. And I thought those are beautiful words.
Yeah, they really are. And now, what? Yeah, go ahead.
We had the Cardinal.
Yeah.
We had a Protestant minister. We had a rabbi. It was a truly ecumenical.
Yeah.
No denominations. Ecumenical participation of all the churches, and Protestant, Christian, Jewish. And everybody brought their dogs, their cats. The police brought their police dogs.
The police dogs. That's great, man. That's great. I would have brought the dog. But yeah.
Llamas. And the Cardinal brought his dog, Pickles.
Oh.
And okay. Did you know the Cardinal had a dog?
I had no idea at all. What kind of dog is it?
Pickles. It's a beautiful little small dog.
Yeah.
Curtis was there. Your friend Curtis. Our friend Curtis.
Yeah.
With his two kittens.
No, he put the cat. You know, I would have bought Otis for crying out loud had I known. Where did this take place? And I apologize for not knowing about this, John.
Place at Christ Church on 60th Street and Park Avenue.
That's
it was standing room only. The crowds went into the sidewalks, and the Cardinal was there for 2 hours. He stayed there to the very end. So he blessed every dog and every cat. These little kids brought their gerbils and their little mouse. I turned to that little kid about 6 years old. I said, that cat is hungry. Don't get too close to that cat.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? Did you have a bird? Frankie told me that you had a bird pass away. You had a bird for 24 years? 24 years? Is that right?
You know, it was my daughter's bird originally. But when my daughter... left the house, like all daughters do, at the age of 22.
Yeah.
She had it for, that bird used to sleep in her bedroom. And that bird went crazy whenever my daughter came over to the house.
Yeah.
I'm not a person that cries.
Yeah.
But when that dog passed, bird passed.
Yeah.
I cried for 2 hours.
Really? It was what kind of bird was it? A cockatoo or something like that? One of the big birds?
A cockatiel.
Oh, you are.
And,
you, oh my God!
It was. You fall in love with animals.
Yeah.
And
it's so true.
I'm a true believer. People that love animals are good people and have good hearts.
That's true. Hey, John, back to politics in New York. Amazon announced on Friday that they're coming to New York City after all, but with a much smaller facility. What's your reaction to that, John Katzimatidis?
It's a very small facility. My reaction is New York City has 8-9 million people. It's the third largest city in the country. Amazon wants to be here. They do a lot of business. And even though they were so annoyed at those crazy politicians in Queens, that they're giving it a try with no questions asked. And it's a small facility. I think it's about 700,000 square feet. They have 800,000 square feet in Staten Island now. And I don't think it's a distribution center. It's not a tech center.
Yeah.
In other words, these are people that make $20 an hour, $25 an hour, whatever it is, to distribute packages to the community, versus the old deal was an average payroll of $150,000 per employee.
Yeah.
That would go and spend money in our beautiful city.
Yeah, unbelievable. And then she's gloating. AOC's gloating about it, gloating that she kept Amazon away. Hey, John, you know, we got to thank you for being a big supporter of the Salvation Army. We've been talking about it for a week or so now. And for people who are thinking about making that donation to team970.org, and John, you don't have to do any of this, John Catsimatidis. That's what we love about you, man. We say you and Margo are like royalty. You do so many community-based operations. The Police Athletic League, what you do. The people that you help, animals that talking about.
Yeah. Joe,
yes,
we
sir.
Had a party Saturday morning. Margo helps run it.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for 25 years. You know, I told Mr. Morgan 25 years ago, we all have these dinners and to raise money.
Yeah.
Let's do one for the kids. We had 1,000 kids. You love their smart. Commissioner Shea came and stayed for 2 hours, too.
That's great.
And these kids have a beautiful smile. My daughter was painting face painting. Joe, the smile these kids have, they come from nothing. And they have one day where Santa Claus comes and we give them a good meal. And me and the commissioner were talking. I said, what our duty is to try to make sure that some of these kids make it, you know, and we can't save everybody, but let's save as many kids as we can.
You're right. That was the Christmas party for the Police Athletic League for PAL. And on Salvation Army, John, why do you think the Salvation Army is so important?
Oh, I think when December comes around, people have done well during the year. They have tears in their eyes like I do, and they say, well, what can we do to help other people that are not doing as well? I think the Salvation Army leads the way on doing this. I know me and Jerry Crowley did it years and years ago when he was in a previous channel, and I'd love to help in any way I can. Because these people are out to do good for other people, and when people are out to do good for the people who are not doing as well as we are, then I think we should help as much as we can.
Yeah, and John, you help more than anybody, man. God bless you for that, and we appreciate you jumping on with us. We're going to listen. The Sunday morning show is outrageous. It's so great. With Frankie Fiburrows producing, it's Cats Roundtable. And then Wednesdays with Kevin McCullough, Cats at Night. John, we're honored to have you on the show, honored to have you on the station. But thanks for all that you and Margo do, my friend. Thank you.
Joe, I enjoy... When you come on at 6:05 and play one of those Sinatra songs, it lights up my life.
You light up our life, John Catsimatidis. Love to you and Margo. And Merry Christmas, my friend. And thank you, John.
Merry
Thanks
Christmas.
So much.
Thank you.
John Catsimatidis, really, I mean, the man does not have to do any charity at all. He's been so successful as a businessman, and he gives back more than anybody else. And, yeah, on Salvation Army, by the way, don't forget, team970.org. And thank you, Mr. Catsimatidis. Joe on the radio, 7:37 right now. We're going to have Trent England join us, Mike Huckabee as well on the program. I see the phone calls backing up, and I apologize for that. We'll get there ASAP, 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Big Al Cthulhu standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
45 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Cthulhu with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD on the hunt for a man who allegedly threatened an Uber driver with a gun. Police say the passenger, 30-year-old Michael Andrews, pulled out a firearm during a verbal dispute with the driver while on Briggs Avenue near East 201st Street in the Bronx around 3:30 Saturday. Cops say Andrews then fled the scene. There were no injuries during the incident. Andrews, about 5'6", weighing around 160 pounds, was last seen wearing a blue jacket, tan baseball cap, and red T-shirt. An off-duty NYPD officer facing charges in connection with a deadly crash that left a 23-year-old woman dead and a 22-year-old in serious condition happened early Sunday morning on East 55th Street and Foster Avenue in Brooklyn when the driver of a Mazda carrying the two victims went through a stop sign. Police say that 22-year department veteran Rohan Shaw driving a white Nissan crashed into that car, sending it into a telephone pole. Police are still searching for the driver of the Mazda, who fled the scene on foot after the collision. Shaw is facing a slew of charges, including negligent homicide, DWI, and vehicular manslaughter. In sports, Jets back on the winning track after eking out a win against the Dolphins 22-21. Rangers shut out the Golden Knights 5-0. Nets over the Nuggets 105-102. And as you heard here on AM 970, the answer last night, 15th-ranked Seton Hall lost to Iowa State 76-66. Sports brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go to the Hudson Bergen light rail. 15-minute delays because of earlier police department activity. Downtown 5 train delays with switching problems. Traffic moving slowly this morning on 280 West, exit 15 in Newark. An accident blocking two lanes there. 80 East, exit 42, a crash in Parsippany. 3 eastbound by the Meadowlands, a disabled vehicle. 30 in at the George Lincoln and over at the Holland Tunnel. We're still seeing delays this morning on the Belt Parkway East at the Mill Basin Bridge with a collision there. Queens Midtown Tunnel about 10 to 15. Expect delays on the eastbound BQE at Queens Boulevard. An accident still working. LIE eastbound at the Grand Central. They're still working on that collision. And the LIE west at Bagatelle Road. An accident still being cleared. 202 still blocked in Peekskill. Ongoing fire department activity. Rain today, high of 55. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 739. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Hey, it's Red Kettle time. You heard John just talking about John Katsimatidis. This Christmas, the Salvation Army invites you to join the fight for good. It's a fight to support the 13 million children who live in poverty across the U.S. You know, this is a cause that's near and dear to my heart, helping those less fortunate, you know, because there, but for the grace of God, go all of us. This is a fight to bring Christmas to the thousands who lost everything in this year's fires, and a fight to help the hardworking families across our communities who struggle to put food on the table, make rent, and keep the electricity on every single day, things that we take for granted. You got to go to, please, team970.org, team970.org, at team970.org. Whether you give a little, you give a lot, every dollar goes does a world of good in your community. The money goes right there to our communities. Now, our friend Mike Lindell is sending a MyPillow to the first 5 people who donate $100 or more following this announcement. Get a free MyPillow, first 5 people who donate $100 or more following this announcement. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Team970.org.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio, 742 right now. I am thrilled to tell you that Patsy's Italian Restaurant is celebrating 75 years at its only location on West 56th Street. And to commemorate what would have been Frank Sinatra's 104th birthday, they are featuring a live radio broadcast of my show from noon to 2 p.m. on Thursday, December 12th. It's going to be a great tribute to old Blue Eyes, baby. There will be live performances of Mr. Sinatra's classic songs. I'll be over there. For sure, dishes Frank enjoyed over his decades of patronage of Patsy's. The old man would always go to Patsy's, right? Sal would always tell me stories about how Mr. Sinatra would go over to Patsy's Italian restaurant, including the veal and chicken Milanese that Patsy's always made especially for Mr. Sinatra himself. As part of the restaurant's 75th anniversary celebrations, Patsy's Italian restaurant renamed its upstairs dining room, where Frank Sinatra held court with friends and family in the singer's honor. Each year, the Scognamillo family is proud to commemorate the man who made the restaurant famous and became an extended member of their own family with a celebration of his birthday. For more information, visit patsys.com. And for reservations, please call 212-246-3491. 212-246-247. 212-247-3491.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
There he is. It's Frank Sinatra, baby. Nice
to go traveling to Paris, London, and Rome. It's oh so nice to go traveling. But it's so much nicer, yes, it's so much nicer to come home.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 744. Trent England is director of Save Our States and one of the best writers and commentators on preserving the Electoral College. Trent, welcome to the show. Happy holidays to you, my friend.
Yeah, to you too, Joe. Thanks for having me on the program.
Well, Trent, give us a breakdown. Great to have you here. Elizabeth Warren, she put out a plan to eliminate the Electoral College. Why is this a mistake, sir?
You know, I mean, Elizabeth Warren is basically saying she's tired of talking to middle America. And, you know, maybe this makes sense for her issue positions, which tend to be more, you know, getting a lot more support from the big cities. But the Electoral College requires a certain amount of geographic balance in our national politics. And it would be a real disaster to get away with from that because it would make our country even more divided.
Yeah, it's true. I have to tell you, I mean, full transparency, Trent. When the president was running, President Trump, we supported candidate Trump. And I said, oh, that Electoral College, you don't need it. You don't need it. But then you see what happened. And if you don't have the Electoral College, which I was just ignorant at the time, New York and California dictate everything. Am I right?
Yeah. Los Angeles County has 10 million people. That's more than the entire state of Michigan. That's more than all but 10 states in our country. Only 10 states have a population greater than L.A. County, right? And
wow.
And it just shows we really, you know, people live very different lives with very different experiences. If you're in Los Angeles, if you're in New York, if you're in Chicago, it's really different than if you're, you know, out here where I am in Oklahoma, or if you're in Wisconsin or Minnesota. We have such a large, diverse country that we need these checks and balances to provide, you know, balance, I mean, basically, right? And actually, other countries do this, too. India uses a kind of electoral college, so does Germany, and really any country with a parliamentary system where their prime minister is elected out of their parliament, like Australia, like the United Kingdom, like Italy, Spain, all those countries are doing basically the same thing we're doing. They're trying to provide a basic level of geographic balance so that you don't succumb to regionalism and you know, basically have the big cities in control of everybody else.
And that's what the framers had in mind, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. James Madison talked about that. He said, look, Madison actually, you know, he kind of said what you said, Joe. You know, a direct vote, a popular vote, sounds like a great idea. But what Madison said was, he said, we can't do that because they already had a couple of states in the brand new United States that were so much bigger than everybody else that they would have swamped the whole thing. And that at the time was Virginia and New York. And so Madison said, look, popular vote sounds good. It's simple. It's easy to explain to people. Sometimes people say, oh, they couldn't have done a popular vote back then because it would have been too hard to administer. That wasn't the reason. They could have done it. They could have administered it. They could have counted the votes. Would have taken a little bit longer. The problem was they didn't want Virginia and New York to control the presidency and everybody else to be left out.
Wow, that's well said. Now, is it only Democrats that seek to get rid of the Electoral College, Trent?
No, not necessarily. It's mostly Democrats these days because, you know, partisanship being what it is. But the campaign that Elizabeth Warren has endorsed, which is called National Popular Vote, which is actually trying to really hijack the Electoral College without changing the Constitution, that campaign, they have spent millions and millions of dollars. They have Republican lobbyists as well as Democrat lobbyists. They've only been able to get their plan through in blue states, but they have spent millions of dollars lobbying Republicans, mm-hmm. and with some success. That's what Save Our States does. We go out, we educate legislators, and help them understand why national popular vote's a bad idea.
I love it. What about the idea of awarding electoral votes by congressional district?
Yeah, so that's what Maine and Nebraska do, and it works really well for them. In bigger states, probably doesn't work as well. And in states that tend to be really strong for one party or the other, and that are bigger states, there's just a political resistance to dividing up electoral votes. But each state does have the power to decide whether they want to divide them up, whether they want to use congressional districts or use the winner-take-all model. So the genius of the founders to leave that kind of flexibility in the hands of the states.
Yeah, Save Our States. Trent England is the director of Save Our States. He's one of the best writers and commentators on preserving the Electoral College. Trent, before we let you go, what do most Americans say about their view of the Electoral College?
Well, you know, when you look at the polls, it fluctuates a lot based on, who perceives that they benefit. Republicans tend to support it. Democrats tend to be against it. But the reality is most Americans really don't understand it. And so that's also a big part of what we do at Save Our States, just try to help people understand what is the Electoral College and then why does it matter? And that's, I'm thankful to be on your program to talk about that a little bit this morning, because it's just so important to understand our Constitution, the checks and balances in our Constitution, things like the Electoral College.
Yeah. Where can we find you, Trent England?
SaveOurStates.com or on Facebook or Twitter at Save Our States.
All right. Thanks, Trent. Well done and appreciate it. We'll come back anytime, man. Very, very interesting, especially as we go into the 2020 election, my friend. And come back soon. And happy holidays, Trent.
Yeah, you too, Joe. Thanks so much.
Trent England, director of Save Our States. Piscopo in the morning, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Debbie Duhame's out there trying to save our streets out there on traffic. How we doing out there this morning, Deb, on this Monday morning?
Joe, I see some problems on the Taconic southbound right at the Sawmill with an accident. Southbound Thruway, a lot of volume getting down past Spring Valley in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB 30 to the upper. Looks like about 40 minutes in, though, from 46 and 35 from the Palisades Parkway. Inbound Lincoln, that's 30. And over at the Holland Tunnel, 45 in from 1 and 9, 25 from the Turnpike. Traffic is still a problem on 280 West, APA exit 15 in Newark with an accident. 80 East exit 42, an accident over in Parsippany. We're still seeing delays on the Belt eastbound at the Mill Basin Bridge with a collision there. Eastbound BQE at Queens Boulevard, a collision. The Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge, heavy into town because of earlier problems on 2nd Avenue. Cross Bronx East up at the Sheridan, it's a collision there. And over on the LIE West at Bagatelle Road, an accident blocking a lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
For the past decade, I've been dealing with very painful brown spots on my forehead. And I could never just take a wash rag across my forehead. I didn't dare because it would have been just horribly painful. And last week, in my haste, I scrubbed the whole thing and there was no pain there. And so I quickly went to the mirror and I realized the painful brown spots that I've been dealing with for the past decade, they're gone. I could barely speak. I could barely do anything. I was frozen in this elated state of mind because I've been battling this for a decade, and it wasn't until the following day I looked at my hands and I looked at my arms, and there's very few brown spots on my hands and arms. You know, as a retired RN, you know, I know the importance of nutrition. I always have. I mean, if you just feed people good food like this, it's actually healing you from the cellular level out. I'm living proof of that because there's only one thing that changed in my life, and that was taking Balance of Nature. And I will forever be grateful. I'll never stop taking it. I'll never be without my Balance of Nature, ever.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 753, telling you about 754 right now, telling you about Connors and Sullivan. If you got, you know, I was with my big boy, Joey, yesterday, my wartime consigliere, and we went over, we always talk about things, you know, what's happening with your financial legacy and with all the kids I have, and the couple of ex-wives, not too many, just a couple of ex-wives, and, you know, and but I want to make sure everybody's taken care of, and I worry about it, and Joey's the guy that told me, my son told me, you should talk to Mike Connors because, you know, he's on the radio. You hear Mike Connors on the radio. You hear about Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors, 11 a.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer, and 8 a.m. on AM 570, The Mission, right, on Saturdays. So Joey said, Dad, maybe you could call Mr. Connors and you see what about your financial legacy with all the idiosyncrasies, I'm being kind, of you know, your life and what can happen. God forbid something happens to you. So Jerry Crowley put together a nice, great dinner with Mike and Beth, and Beth is great. She bought special tea, Mike's wife, she's a spectacular gal. And then I talked to Mike. I said, Mike, what can we do? How do you know? He goes, Joe, I want you to meet Father Paul. You know, and he started talking to me about Father Paul Bilecki, who is one of the great people I've ever met in my life. And I'm looking, and we went from one thing to the other. And then I said, but Mike, he goes, come to the office. We'll talk. I went to Brooklyn, and I called Lisa at the number I'm going to give you, 718-238-6500. You call Lisa over there, and he introduced me to Bridget, and then to Kelly, and then to Rose. And I sat down. I did everything in one visit, really. I took care of everything. They knew exactly what I needed, and I suggest you do the same. Because if you don't protect your financial legacy, if you worry about health care proxies, if you worry about an estate plan, power of attorney, Mike has all the answers, and it's so easy. You just call 718-238-6500 for your first initial free office consultation, all right, with a lawyer over at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. Connors and Sullivan, one more time, 718-238-6500.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Good morning, good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 756. Joe Lumberg is our marathon man, meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Joe, how did the half marathon go for you? Was it Saturday?
It was yesterday. It went pretty well. I'm just going to send you a few pictures now of the event from yesterday. And I finished just over 2 hours. It was 2 hours and 2 minutes and change. But
wow.
I can't complain about that. I haven't trained as much as I would have liked to. So I got what I got pretty much what I expected.
2 hours. But that's still, what is it, like 13 miles or something you ran? How many miles did you run?
13.1 miles. Yeah, it was good about a 9-minute to 20-second per mile pace. So I was pleased with that. I'm not going to complain about that.
You know, I mean, Joe, you ain't old. You certainly are not old. But you're not 25 years
I'm
old.
Not
that's
young
a great,
either.
That's a great time. That's a great time. Congratulations, man.
Like I said, I'm happy with it. I'm you know, it's not as fast as last year, but, you know, I trained better last year. So, you know, like I said, I got what I expected. I'm just stiff and sore this morning, but nothing else really hurts.
No, you don't. You're so funny. No knees, no calves, no thigh. Nope. You're okay? Huh?
Yeah, it's my quads and my feet hurt, but that's about it.
You're amazing. And weather-wise today for us, Mr. Lumberg?
Oh, it's going to be rainy today. I think most of the rain is mid to late afternoon and evening, but temperatures are going to get into the mid-50s today, stay above 50 tonight, some more rain and drizzle at times tomorrow, approaching 60. Then it looks like as we go into Wednesday, it's cold enough there may be some snow to start, and then it dries out the rest of the day.
Joe, you're an inspiration, man, to all of us listening. God bless you. That's great what you accomplished. That is no small feat. Congratulations, man. And get some ice, maybe Tylenol. Icy hot. There you go, baby. All right, Joe, we appreciate it very much. Joe Lundberg right there, our marathon man meteorologist. Half marathon yesterday on the air with us this morning. You got to love that. Hey, you know, we have Governor Mike Huckabee on the show. How cool is that? Huge Huckabee fan I am, and proud to have the governor with us, and he'll join us momentarily right here on AM 970, The Answer. But you know what we're going to do? Mitchell Modell, he's going to join us for the top of the hour. Mitchell did that sleep-in for the homeless. You do not want to miss this. Stayed overnight in sub-zero temperature. Piscopo in the morning, coming right back.